Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Chronicles 16:29. It says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." Or worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. My dear brothers and sisters, if you've seen the Old Testament pattern, the temple of God, the Zion on the holy hill, the city built on the holy hill was all reference to a local place of worship, a place where people would gather and worship Jehovah together as the house of Israel would do. And they were very excited about that, and much praise and honor and glory was given to Jehovah in the times of worship. The Apostle Paul's favorite name for fellow believers was brethren. And he used this term at least 60 times throughout his various epistles. Paul's concept of the local church was a worshiping family, the family of God. While we need to worship God daily in our individual devotional lives, every believer also needs the enriching experience of worshiping and serving God with others on a weekly basis. Only a church of faithful worshiping members is prepared to do its work and fulfill its witness in the world. Our worship of God, both personally and corporately, should share with the young prophet Isaiah these five elements depicted in Isaiah chapter 6. You remember the story in Isaiah 6 where he had a vision of the train fill the temple and the glory fill the house of God. That's the portion in Isaiah chapter 6. Number one is recognition. He says, "I saw the Lord," in verse 1. Number two is praise. "Holy, holy, holy," verse 3. Number three is confession. "Woe to me," in verse 5, right? "Woe to me, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I associate myself with unclean people," right? Number four is assurance of pardon. In verse 7, God says, "Your guilt is taken away." And number five is dedication. He says, "Here am I," verse 8. My dear brothers and sisters, when we come together to worship the Lord, either individually or corporately, and very importantly, when we come into the house of God, we must recognize that Jesus is the Lord. Let us see Jesus in our corporate worship. Let us cry out, "Holy, holy, holy." Let us confess our sin and say, "Lord, have mercy upon me." And remember, God assures of his pardon of guilt. And then the dedication comes, "Lord, I'll go out. Lord, send me. Here am I, ready. Because you have purged me and sanctified me. You have made me holy, Lord. You have empowered me with your spirit." It's so important, my dear people of God, because in the book of John chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said, God is looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. God is looking for worshipers who will worship him in spirit and truth. In Hebrews 10:25, it's very beautiful scripture. And it says, "Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but let us exhort to one another, especially as you see the day approaching." Hallelujah. So this coming Sunday, ensure that you are in the house of God, worshiping together with the saints of God, giving him the glory. And like Isaiah, you will be enamored with the presence of God. I was listening to a beautiful hymn by George Atkins. It was published in 1825. He says, "Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives, O God. We are grateful that we are in the land of the living and we have yet another opportunity to praise you and to bless you and to worship your holy name. Oh, Father, we are created for your glory, for your pleasure. I pray that, Lord, you will take pleasure in us because our life and our lifestyle is a worship unto you. I pray, Lord, that, Father, we will be transformed in our thinking, we'll be renewed in our mind. We'll, oh, Lord, our hearts, oh, Father, will be converted and convicted by the power of your word. And, Lord, your word will take supreme place in our lives. I thank you for your goodness and mercy that follows us every day of our lives, God. Even today, you will show us the power of your salvation, that we will walk in the blessings of Jehovah and you will be glorified. I thank you, Father God, as your people step out to the jobs and to the businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your anointing of grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and be with them and keep them from every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. I take authority over every sickness and I rebuke it in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord, for your healing that flows into these bodies right now, right here, in Jesus' name. We give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a beautiful weekend. God be with you, and bye for now.